30. After the alien slavers from Sirius had withdrawn their satellites, at the end there had been 8 satellites orbiting the sky of Earth, the life of Lars Powderdry began to sink back into normalcy. He felt glad, but very tired, he realized one morning as he woke slowly up in his bed in his New York apartment and saw beside him the tumble of dark hair which was Lilo Topchev's. Although he was pleased, he liked her, loved her, was happy in a life commingled with hers, he remembered Marin. And then he was not so pleased. Sliding from bed, he walked from the bedroom and into the kitchen. He poured himself a cup of the perpetually hot and fresh coffee maintained by one small plowshared gadget wired onto the otherwise ordinary stove. Seated at the table, alone, he drank the coffee and gazed out the window at the high-rise Connaught buildings to the north. It would be interesting, he mused, to know what Marin would have said about our weapon in the big war, the way in which we caused them to lay off. We made ourselves unvaluable. Presumably, the chitinous citizens of Sirius's planets are still slavers, still posting satellites in other people's skies, but not here. And UN-W NATSEC, plus the cogs of Peep East in all their finery, were still considering the utility of introducing the weapon into the Sirius system itself. I think, he thought, Marin would have been amused. Sleepily, blinking in perplexity, Lilo in her pink nightgown appeared at the kitchen door.
No coffee for me?
Sure, he said, rising to get a cup and saucer for her. Do you know what the English word to care comes from? He said, as he poured her coffee for her from the obedient gadget wired to the stove.
No.
She seated herself at the table, looked gravely at the ashtray with its moribund remains of yesterday's discarded cigars, and winced. The Latin word, caritas, which means love or esteem.
Well?
St. Jerome, he said, used it as a translation of the Greek word agape, which means even more. Lilo drank her coffee, silently. Agape, Lars said, standing at the window and looking out at the Connaughts of New York, means reverence for life, something on that order. There's no English word, but we still possess the quality. And, he said, so did the aliens, and that was the handle by which we grabbed and destroyed them.
Fix an egg.
Okay. He punched buttons on the stove.
Can an egg,
Lilo said, pausing in her coffee drinking,
think?
No.
Can it feel what you said, agape?
Of course not.
Then,
Lilo said as she accepted the warm, steaming, sunny-side-up egg from the stove, plate included,
if we're invaded by sentient eggs, we'll lose.
Damn you, he said.
But you love me. I mean, you don't mind, in the sense that I can be what I am and you don't approve, but you let me anyhow.
Bacon? He punched more buttons for her bacon and for his own toast, applesauce, tomato juice, jam, hot cereal.
So,
Lilo decided as the stove gave forth its steady procession of food as instructed,
you don't feel agape for me. If, like you said, agape means caritas and caritas means to care, you wouldn't care, for instance, if I...
She considered.
Suppose, she said, I decided to go back to Peep East instead of running your Paris branch as you want me to, as you keep urging me to,
she added thoughtfully,
so I'd even more fully replace her.
That's not why I want you to head the Paris branch.
Well,
she ate, drank, pondered at length.
Perhaps not, but... Just now, when I came in here, you were looking out the window and thinking, What if she was still alive, right?
He nodded.
I hope to God, Lilo said, that you don't blame me for her doing that.
I don't blame you, he said, his mouth full of hot cereal. I just don't understand where the past goes when it goes. What happened to Maren Fain? I don't mean what happened that day on the up-ramp when she killed herself with that. He eradicated a few words which came savagely to mind. That Beretta, I mean.
Where is she? Where's she gone? You're not completely awake this morning. Did you wash your face with cold water?
I did everything that I'm going to do. I just don't understand it. One day, there was a Maren Fain, and then there wasn't. And I was in Seattle walking along. I never saw it happen.
Lilo said, part of you saw it, but even if you didn't see it, the fact remains that now there is no Maren Fain.
He put down his cereal spoon. What do I care? I love you, and I thank God, I find it incredible, that it wasn't you who were killed by that Pelfrag cartridge, as I first thought.
If she had lived, could you have had us both?
Sure.
No, impossible. How?
Lars said, I would have worked it somehow.
Her by day, me at night, or her on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, me on...
The human mind, he said, couldn't possibly be defeated by that situation if it had the chance. A reasonable chance without that Beretta and what it did. You know something that old Vincent Klug showed me when he came back as the old war veteran, so-called that Ricardo Hastings? It's impossible to go back. He nodded.
But not yet, Lilo said. 50 years from now, maybe.
I don't care, he said. I just want to see her.
And then what? Lilo asked.
Then I'd return to my own time.
And you're going to idle away your life for 50 years or however long it is waiting for them to invent that time warpage generator?
I've had Koch look into it. Somebody's undoubtedly already doing basic research on it. Now that they know it exists, it won't be long.
Why, Lilo said, don't you join her?
At that, he glanced up, startled.
I am not kidding, Lilo said. Don't wait 50 years.
More like 40, I calculate.
That's too long. Good God, you'll be over 70 years old.
Okay, he admitted.
My drug, Lilo said quietly. You remember, it's lethal to your brain metabolism or some damn thing. Anyhow, 3 tablets of it, and your vagus nerve would cease, and you'd die.
After a pause, he said, that's very true.
I'm not trying to be cruel or vengeful, but I think it would be smarter. Saner, the better choice to do that, take 3 tablets of formalfane, than to wait 40 to 50 years, drag out a life that means absolutely nothing.
Let me think it over. Give me a couple of days.
You see, Lilo said, not only would you be joining her immediately without waiting more years than you've lived already, but you'd be solving your problems the way she solved hers. So you'd have that bond with her, too.
She smiled, grimly, hatingly.
I'll give you 3 tablets of formalfane right now, she said,
and disappeared into the other room. He sat at the kitchen table, staring down at his bowl of cooling cereal, and then all at once she was back, holding out something to him. He reached up, took the tablets from her, dropped them into the shirt pocket of his pajamas.
Good, Lilo said. So, that's decided. Now I can go get dressed and ready for the day. I think I'll talk to the Soviet embassy. What's that man's name, Kerensky?
Kaminsky. He's top dog at the embassy. I'll inquire through him if they'll take me back. They have some idiots they're using in Bulganingrad as mediums, but they're no good, according to Koch. She paused. But, of course, it's not the same as it was. It'll never be like that again.